Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Once again, I want to welcome everyone to Qalam's daily sessions on the characteristics from the Quran. First and foremost, I wanted to acknowledge our partners, Helping Hand for Relief and Development, who mashallah are doing remarkable work, providing for orphans and Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world who are desperately in need, particularly during these times of crisis, during these times of difficulty and adversity. And Helping Hand has stepped up to take care of our brothers and sisters everywhere, something we're going to be talking about, inshallah, the concept of justice, the concept of insaf, the concept of fairness, and what our brothers and sisters are deserving and worthy of. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everyone at Helping Hand for Relief and Development, HHRD, and I encourage each and every single one of you to, inshallah, go there and donate and contribute generously your zakat, your sadaqah, your fitrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. May Allah accept from all of us. So inshallah, to continue on with the series that we've been conducting here, characteristics from the Quran. So we've been talking about the character of the Quran, because it's said about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when the mother of the believers, Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, was asked about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." His character was the Qur'an. He lived the Qur'an. So what does that mean to actually live the Qur'an? So we thought that we would do a practical series during the month of Ramadan, what time is better, right, to study more from the Qur'an, and to actually go into the Qur'an and pull out from there the details, the attributes, the qualities that the Qur'an mentions that can be very beneficial and very blessed, great sources of blessing within our lives if we practice them and we implement them, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So the very first characteristic quality the characteristic and quality we're going to be talking about today is the concept of justice, the concept of fairness. So it's referred to by a couple of different names. In the Arabic language and the Quran as well, it is called al-adl. Al-adl basically means justice. It's also known as al-musawat. Al-musawat also means to treat everyone correctly. It's also referred to in the Quran, it's also referred to as al-qist, which also means correctness and justice. And so the Quran uses all these terms, and then there's another term yet that is used in some of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in Arabic, it's a term that basically implies the same topic, and that is the word insaf. Insaf, which basically means fairness. So this is a very important quality from the Quran. Very briefly, How do these differ from one another? Al-adl is the concept of justice, and it more so talks about it from an authoritative point of view. An authority being just, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referred to as al-adl. Allah is referred to as al-adl. Furthermore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an authentic narration, when he's talking about being a just ruler, he says, imamun adilun. So adl speaks about justice, but it usually speaks about justice from the point of view of the authority. The concept of al-musawat. Al-musawat is the outcome. It is the result, the consequence that we want from justice. That the outcome of justice, the consequence of justice, is that there is good treatment, dignified treatment, dignity for each and every single person within a community or a society. And so that's what that word implies. Then we have the word al-qist, the word al-qist. The word al-qist, very interestingly, refers also to being fair and being just and being correct, but it implies people's dealings and interactions. It more so refers to your fairness and your justice and your honesty and your integrity when you deal with people on the outside, when you, and particularly in business dealings, in business transactions. وَأَقَسِتُ إِنَ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. And that's why the Quran also uses it when talking about interacting with people who belonged to other communities, other tribes and other communities, that to be fair and to be just in our dealings and interactions with them. And then you have the word insaf. The word insaf is more of a broad and a general word, and it means fairness. It just means to be fair. And that leads us to the very first ayah that we're going to be touching on here today. And I want everyone to focus on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ, stand before God, be devoted to Allah, شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ, and witnesses to justice, or witnesses with justice, meaning testify before God with fairness and with justice. So this is the very first ayah that we'll start off with, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling on all the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, O you who believe, stand before God, know that you are being watched over by Allah, stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that you will be held accountable and reckoned for everything that you do and everything you choose to do, shuhada bilqist, and testify before God with justice, with fairness, with truth, with decency, with integrity. The next ayah of the Quran that we're going to talk about here, and then I'd like to spend some time elaborating on these particular qualities and characteristics, inshallah, bismillah. The next ayah of the Quran that we're going to take a look at, excuse me, there we go. All right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking to the Prophet of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba, that we have sent down to you the book, the Quran, the revelation, bilhaq, with truth. Litahkuma bayna an-nasi bima araka Allah, so that you may judge between the people based off of what Allah has shown you. وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا, and never be an advocate for those who deceive, for the deceitful, for those who deceive, those who do wrong, never ever be an advocate for those people. So this is an ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that we sent you the Quran, we sent you this religion, we sent you with this mission, the truth, so that you may judge between the people based off of what God has shown you, so that you may implement fairness and justice amongst the people. and you may establish what is right and what is correct amongst the people. And yet in another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about yet another angle of, about yet another angle of justice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about within the Quran. I am not having a lot of luck with this, but nonetheless, inshallah. All right. We will go ahead and continue. If you go to the Qalam page or you go to the Qalam Instagram, inshallah, you'll see the verse over there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah number 16, ayah number 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba." That indeed God commands, Allah ordains, Allah orders and commands the establishment of justice, wal ihsan, excellence and beauty, wa ita'i dhil qurba, and taking care of one's family members, being generous, being kind, being giving to one's family members. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns and forbids shamelessness, immorality, bad conduct and sinfulness, وَالْبَغْيِ, rebellion, oppression, lawlessness. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. He admonishes you so that perhaps you may be reminded, and you will be reminded of what is right and what is correct. So this is yet another verse of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance, the significance of justice from an Islamic point of view. And these are some of the quotations, some of the mentions of justice within the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about. Now we're able to see it. There you go. So that's what I was referring and alluding to. In Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded. Now, what I wanted to do here, after introducing these verses from the Quran, because that's our objective here, is to understand, to first be aware and to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran. Now we can spend a couple of minutes here expanding on it, understanding it properly. So first and foremost, this definition of fairness and justice that the Quran gives us, it is something very, very remarkable and very beautiful. There's many different things that the scholars have stated about this. One particular definition that many of the lughawiyun, scholars of the Arabic language, many of the mufassirun, scholars of the tafsir of the Quran, which we are taking a look at right now, the shurah of hadith, those scholars who dedicated themselves to studying and expounding upon the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they summarized the definitions of fairness and justice from an Islamic point of view in the following words. They said, "أن تعطي غيرك من الحق مثل الذي تحب أن تأخذه منه لو كنت مكانه." They say that it is for you to afford someone whatever you would have expected had you been in that person's shoes. If the roles were flipped, right? So the idea is that, what is justice? Okay? How can I be fair and just with my children? If the roles were flipped and I was in their place, what would I want? What would I be deserving of? What would I think is appropriate? I have to put myself in that mindset. I have to put myself in that thought process and then act accordingly. And that is fairness and that is justice. That is correctness. That is what the Quran is telling us to do. وَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ بِالْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَفْعَالِ. That is in regards to speech, in regards to actions. Speech, how would I want to be spoken to if I was my child? Then I should speak accordingly. Again, within reason, but still, what would I think I would be deserving of in terms of speech, in manner of speech? Also, let's talk about actions, right? If I was an employee, if I run a shop, I have a small little grocery store, and how should I interact with my employees? How should I treat my employees? Well, if I was in their shoes, how would I want to be treated? فِي الرِّضَى وَالْغَضَبْ مَعَ مَنْ نُحِبُّ وَمَنْ نَكْرَهُ. And this is also in regards to how we conduct ourselves with behavior, our disposition with people, how we conduct ourselves with people, our disposition. Are we angry? Are we happy? Are we pleasant? Are we miserable? And also with people that we like and people we don't like. Because fairness and justice is irrelevant of how you feel about the person. It's about what's right. And then the scholars explain that there are a few types of justice. There are a few types of fairness. Number one is being just with your own self. Number one is being fair and just with your own self. And now, what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that imply? Number one is that the way you can be fair and just with yourself, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala explains that means that you do not claim something that you don't have. You don't claim to be able to do something that you cannot do, that you cannot deliver on. You don't put yourself in that kind of a compromising position. You do not sully yourself by engaging in, you know, despicable and disgusting behavior. You do not lower and debase yourself. You do not humiliate yourself. You do not dishonor yourself. That is the fairness and the justice that you owe to yourself. Number two, the second type of fairness or justice that the scholars mentioned, Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, is to be fair and to be just with our Lord, with our Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, of course, means that first and foremost, above everything else, we worship no one but Him. We believe in Him and His oneness, and we worship no one but Him. Him and only Him. And we live a life of obedience to Him. And we will make mistakes. To err is human, but when we make mistakes, we own up to those mistakes and we seek forgiveness for those mistakes. Number three is fairness and justice with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how exactly do we go about in doing that? First of all, we believe in him, in his prophethood, in the finality of his prophethood. And then as the Quran tells us, لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. We do not put our own thoughts and ideas and preferences ahead of the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow him. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. So we follow him. We listen to him. We obey him. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He is more deserving of our respect and our consideration than even our own selves. And then the last thing that I'll mention, the last two things I'll mention here for the Prophet ﷺ and being fair and just with the Prophet ﷺ is whenever we hear his name, we send peace and blessings and salutations upon him. Sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ is a right that he has on us. And that's part of our fairness and justice with the Prophet ﷺ. And the last thing about him that I'll mention is that we need to educate ourselves and we need to learn about him and educate ourselves about his life. And then the scholars talk about being fair and being just with other people. Insaful ibad. Being fair and being just with other people. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gives us the golden rule, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه, that none of you truly believes until you love for your brother what you love for yourself, that you love for others what you love for yourself. You prefer for others what you would prefer for yourself. And I'll finally conclude here by talking very briefly about some of the virtues and the benefits that are achieved as a consequence of incorporating this idea of fairness and justice within our lives. That we are always mindful of Allah, that we are always careful and think about what did the Prophet ﷺ do in any given situation. And then we put the rights before others before any kind of personal agenda or motive that we would have. The Prophet of Allah ﷺ has taught us that if we are able to do this, if we're able to achieve this, then the Prophet ﷺ, he gives us the good news that al-muqsitina, that the people who establish fairness and justice, ala manabirin min nurin yawm al-qiyamah, that they will be placed, they will be positioned on pedestals, on pulpits of pure light on the day of judgment and on the day of resurrection. So that honor, that distinction in the hereafter is reserved for people who practiced fairness, who practiced justice, integrity, honesty, decency in the life of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to be fair, the ability to be just, the ability to understand and learn the Quran and understand and learn what the Quran asks of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for our character to become dignified like the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for his character was the Quran. Once again, inshallah, I want to conclude by asking everyone to inshallah go to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com. This is a very difficult time for everyone, but one thing that I can tell you is that we will get together, we will get through it together. And you can rest assured that each and every single person at Qalam, from our instructors to our team members to our administrators to even our students, everyone is dedicated and committed to helping the community manage this crisis and to spiritually thrive during this difficult time. So keep us in your du'as. Go to supportqalam.com and help us to continue these efforts and make all of this knowledge and so much more accessible, available for everyone all around the world. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.